The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 22, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on January 2nd, 2009, in Lima, Peru.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 22.
Así que esta noche nos reunimos para escuchar el Bhagavad Gita, capítulo 5, texto número 22.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Taya Shadaya Yukta Tasya Haradanam Nihate Labate Cha Tata Kama Maya Eva Vihitan Hitan. Sataya Shadaya Yuktas Tasya Radhanam Ihate Labhate Cha Tata Kaman Mayava Vihitanitan. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I will read the entire translation in English and the purport in English, and then you can do it in Sanskrit, in Spanish. Endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship a particular demigod and obtains his desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone. Purport. The demigods cannot award benedictions to their devotees without the permission of the Supreme Lord. The living entity may forget that everything is the property of the Supreme Lord, but the demigods do not forget. So, the worship of the demigods and achievement of desired results are due not to the demigods, but to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by arrangement. The less intelligent living entity does not know this. Therefore, he foolishly goes to the demigods for some benefit. But the pure devotee, when in need of something, prays only the Supreme Lord. Asking for material benefit, however, is not a sign of a pure devotee. A living entity goes to the demigods usually because he is mad to fulfill his lust. This happens when something undue is desired by the living entity, and the Lord himself does not fulfill the desire. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that one who worships the Supreme Lord at the same time desires material enjoyment is contradictory in his desires. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord and the worship of a demigod cannot be on the same platform, because worship of a demigod is material. And devotional service to the Supreme Lord is completely spiritual. For the living entity who desires to return to Godhead, material desires are impediments. A pure devotee of the Lord is therefore not awarded the material benefits desired by less intelligent living entities, who therefore prefer to worship demigods of the material world rather than engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So,
así que,
there is an option mentioned here.
Se menciona una opción.
You can worship the Supreme God, Krishna.
Si uno adora la suprema personalidad de Dios,
or you can worship demigods.
Uno puede adorar a los semidioses.
So why do most people prefer to worship demigods?
Así que, ¿por qué la mayoría de las personas prefieren adorar a los
semidioses? In India we see the demigod worship is very, very, muy, muy popular.
En India vemos que la adoración a los semidioses es muy, muy popular.
Why is that?
¿Por qué sucede esto?
Because the demigods give material sense gratification.
Porque los semidioses dan gratificaciones de los sentidos materiales.
And Krishna gives bhakti.
Y Krishna da bhakti.
Most people, if they have a choice between material sense gratification and bhakti, they will take material sense gratification.
La mayoría de las personas que tienen la opción de decidir entre la gratificación sensorial y obtener bhakti, eligen la gratificación de los sentidos.
Give me some money.
Dame algo de dinero.
Give me some sex.
Dame algo de sexo.
Give me some meat.
Dame algo de carne.
Give me some cigarettes.
Dame algo de cigarrillos.
Give me some beer.
Dame algo de cerveza.
You see? Yes, give me some. Make me famous.
Hazme famoso.
Make me powerful.
Hazme poderoso.
Give me good health. Bhakti, who cares about bhakti?
Bhakti, ¿a quién le importa el bhakti?
So here in the Hare Krishna movement,
así que aquí en el movimiento Hare Krishna,
we are interested in bhakti.
Estamos interesados en el bhakti.
Does that mean we are fools?
¿Eso significa que somos tontos?
Why are we interested in bhakti?
Porque estamos interesados en el bhakti.
It's very rare to be interested in bhakti.
Es muy raro que una persona esté interesada en el bhakti.
Why have we chosen bhakti over sense gratification?
¿Por qué hemos elegido el bhakti sobre la gratificación de los sentidos?
Because sense gratification is temporary.
Porque la gratificación de los sentidos es temporal.
And Krishna bhakti is eternal.
Y el bhakti de Krishna es eterno.
You see. You can get some quick, cheap thrill.
Usted puede tener una bienaventuranza rápida y momentánea.
But in the end, in the material sense gratification leaves you nowhere.
Pero al final la gratificación de los sentidos lo guía a ningún lugar.
What is your exchange rate for pesos, Peruvian pesos for the dollar?
¿Cuál es su intercambio de el sol peruano al dólar?
$3, 3 pesos per dollar.
Soles.
Oh, it's a different, not called peso.
No,
it's three equals $1. Okay. Do you call it tres?
Tres. Soles.
Oles?
Soles.
Toles? Soles. Okay. So, all right. let's say I gave you a, I brought you a big truck.
Así que digamos que yo les traje un gran camión.
With 30 trillion soles in the truck.
Con
30 trillion.
Con 3 trillones de soles en el camión.
30 trillion soles in one huge armored truck.
3 trillones de soles en un gran camión.
And I said, now this is yours. We are giving you all this money.
Y yo le digo, okay, todo esto es suyo. Les estoy dando todo este dinero.
And you become so happy. Oh, wow, this is so great.
Y uno se vuelve muy feliz. Oh, así, esto es muy grandioso.
30 trillion soles. I can buy the whole government with that much money. I can pay all the politicians and they'll become my slaves.
33 trillones de soles. Puedo comprar a todo el gobierno y a todos los políticos pueden volverse míos.
So you feel so happy. 30 trillion soles is now mine.
Y uno se vuelve muy feliz y dice, oh, 33 trillones de soles son míos.
I am the wealthiest man in the whole world.
Soy el hombre más rico de todo el mundo.
Even more wealthy than Bill Gates of Microsoft.
Incluso más rico que Bill Gates de Microsoft.
Then you get them into your house.
Y uno va a su casa.
And they, now I'm the wealthiest man in the whole world.
Y dice, oh, ahora soy el hombre más rico de todo el mundo.
And you think, well, you call your boss and you tell him, I now quit my job.
Y uno llama al jefe y dice, voy a renunciar a mi trabajo.
And you take your money and you say, I'm going to go buy a Rolls Royce car.
Y uno toma el dinero y dice, okay, ahora me voy a comprar un Rolls Royce.
And you're so happy, you're just dancing and singing, you're so happy.
Y uno está tan feliz que está bailando y cantando en felicidad.
As you're test driving your Rolls Royce car.
Y tiene un conductor que maneja su Rolls Royce.
And then when you bring the money to pay in cash.
Y luego trae el dinero para pagar en efectivo el auto.
The car dealer looks at the notes.
Sorry?
The car dealer, he looks at the soles notes. He looks at the soles, the money, you know, dinero, see.
Entonces la persona mira el dinero, los 33 trillones de soles en la tarjeta del banco.
He said, my dear sir, I have some bad news for you.
Y le dice, mi querido señor, tengo malas noticias para usted.
This money is counterfeit.
Este dinero es counterfeit.
Counterfeit. You know, counterfeit money?
Este dinero es falso.
It's not real money, it's false money.
No es dinero real, es dinero falso.
So you quit your job, now you have no income.
Ahora uno dejó el trabajo y no tiene ningún ingreso.
And that money is useless, it was counterfeit money, bad money.
Y ese dinero era falso, era dinero de mentira.
But you were so happy. You were dancing all the way down to the Rolls Royce dealer, dancing and singing, feeling so happy. And when you went on the test drive in your Rolls Royce, you were just swimming in an ocean of bliss. Oh, I'm going to have a Rolls Royce. I'll drive down Wilson Avenue in my Rolls Royce car, you see.
You know, ya se veía, anda conduciendo su Rolls Royce por la avenida principal con todo el viento en el pelo.
So what was that happiness you tasted in the illusion of wealth?
¿Qué fue esta felicidad que ustedes tomaron de la ilusión de la felicidad?
Was that real happiness?
¿Fue felicidad real, verdadera?
No, it was only imaginary happiness.
No, solamente fue una felicidad imaginaria.
Because you actually had no wealth at all. That was fake money, artificial money.
Porque en realidad no tuvieron ninguna fortuna, era dinero falso, una fortuna falsa.
You were a poor man the whole time.
Usted fue un hombre pobre todo el tiempo.
But you were dreaming you were muy, muy rico.
Pero estaba soñando que era muy, muy rico.
You say riquísimo?
Riquísimo.
Muy, muy riquísimo. You were dreaming. But you were muy pobre, actually.
Pero en realidad era muy pobre.
So, the happiness of material world. All the happiness, felicidad de mundo material.
Así que toda la felicidad del mundo material.
It is simply illusion.
Es simplemente una ilusión.
It is artificial happiness.
Es felicidad artificial.
You're not getting even one drop of real happiness in this material world.
En este mundo material ni siquiera estamos teniendo una gota de felicidad verdadera.
But you're simply dreaming you're happy, that's all.
Pero usted sueña y que es feliz, eso es algo.
Es artificial.
Eso es algo artificial.
No es verdad. Artificial happiness. So the demigods, they give you the illusion of happiness.
Así que los semidioses le dan la ilusión de la felicidad.
They can make you think that I am rico.
Ellos pueden hacernos pensar que yo soy rico.
I am, what is it, fuerte, strong?
Fuerte.
Muy fuerte, hombre. I can think I am very strong, I am very rich, famous. How do you say famous? Muy famoso, you see, big movie star. I can dream that I am big, big politician. Big, big soccer player. It is dream only.
Actually.
It is false happiness. If you want true happiness,
si usted quiere felicidad verdadera,
that is given by Krishna.
Eso es dado por Krishna.
And that is through bhakti.
Y eso es a través del bhakti.
So you may say, well, how can I enjoy bhakti?
Así que uno puede decir, pero ¿cómo puedo disfrutar el bhakti?
Can I see it?
¿Puedo verlo?
Can I smell it?
¿Puedo olerlo?
Can I taste it?
¿Puedo probarlo?
Can I hear it?
¿Puedo oírlo?
What is it?
¿Qué es?
What is this bhakti?
Krishna
Bhakti.
Krishna Bhakti.
Well, do you have a close friend?
Bueno, ¿ustedes tienen un amigo muy cercano?
Someone that you really love, you
¿alguien
see?
Que realmente amen?
Don't you feel happy when you give love to them and they give love to you?
¿No se sienten feliz cuando uno le da amor a alguien y esa persona le reciproca el amor a uno?
You can't measure it on a scale.
Uno no puede medirlo en una escala.
You can't measure it with a ruler.
No pueden medirlo con una regla.
But isn't that happiness of a loving relationship the most satisfying thing?
Pero no, ¿no es ese amor en una relación una de las cosas más satisfactorias que hay?
But aren't we also frustrated by love?
Pero también no nos frustramos con el amor.
Even though we are very interested in love, but again and again, our hearts are broken by love, isn't it? So many people, they have some love affair and then it is broken and they go and murder their lover, you see. They try to find happiness in love, but they are frustrated. But just imagine if there was a place. If there was a place, if there was a person,
solo imagínese si hay un lugar, una persona,
you could give your love to that person,
a la cual ustedes puedan darle ese amor a esta persona,
and that person would give you a million times more love in return.
Y esa persona le puede dar ese amor de vuelta un millón de veces más.
And he would never cheat you.
Pero nunca lo va a engañar.
He would give you his love at every second.
Le va a dar ese amor en cada segundo.
In unlimited quantities.
En cualidades ilimitadas.
And he would encourage you to give more love to him by giving you more of his love.
Incluso dándonos el coraje para darle más amor del que le estamos entregando al darnos él más amor a nosotros.
Do you understand these points, Raganuga? Do you understand these points? Comprende?
Comprende estos puntos?
Yeah. Muy bien. So, that person is Krishna.
Esa persona es Krishna.
He can love you better than anyone.
Él puede amarlo a usted mejor que nadie.
He can give himself completely and totally to you more than anyone in this world can give themselves to you.
Él puede darse a usted de la manera más pura que hay y como nadie en este mundo puede entregarse a usted.
Even though he knows all of your faults better than anyone else knows your faults.
Incluso él conoce todas las faltas que usted tiene más que cualquier persona conoce todas sus faltas.
He is still prepared to give himself totally and completely to you.
Él aún así está totalmente decidido a darse y dedicarse completamente a usted.
Why does he love you so much?
Pero ¿por qué lo ama usted tanto?
Because he is your father.
Porque él es su padre.
He is also described as mother.
Él también se describe como
in
madre.
Bhagavad Gita. He is father and mother. He is everything.
En el Bhagavad Gita se dice, él es padre y madre, él es todo.
So Krishna is, we are the children of Krishna.
Sorry?
We estamos los niños de Krishna.
Así que nosotros somos los hijos de Krishna, los niños de Krishna.
Therefore he loves us more than anyone loves us.
Es por eso que él nos ama más de que cualquier persona nos ama.
And he is so perfect that he can give all of his love to you.
Y él es tan perfecto que puede darle todo este amor a usted.
Without you feeling like he's, you're only getting a little part of his love.
Sin que uno sienta de que, sorry.
Krishna is so perfect that he can give you all of his love, and you will not feel that you're only getting a little part of his love.
Krishna es tan perfecto que él da todo su amor y él ni siquiera se da cuenta, siente de que nosotros le estamos dando solamente un poco de nuestro amor.
He has the unlimited power to reciprocate unlimited love with each and every one of his beloved children.
Él tiene el poder ilimitado de darle ilimitado amor a cada uno de sus devotos y de sus niños.
And whatever you need, he'll give you also.
Y cada cosa que uno necesite, él también se lo va a dar.
If you love someone, won't you serve them?
Si uno ama a alguien, ¿no lo sirve?
Just like you love me,
tal como uno,
and you're taking care of me, you're feeding me,
y me cuidan a mí, me
you're making sure my water cup is filled up,
se aseguran de que esté llenito mi vaso con agua.
You're making, you're paying, you know, giving me your garland, you're giving me taxi, a place to sleep at night. Because you love me, you're taking care of me.
Porque ustedes me aman, me están cuidando.
So in the same way, because Krishna loves us, he will give us all necessities of life.
Así que de la misma forma, porque Krishna nos ama, él está llenando todas nuestras necesidades.
You may say, well, how could he afford it?
Uno puede decir, pero ¿cómo puede costear todo esto?
To take care of everybody.
El cuidar a todo el mundo.
Wouldn't he go broke?
No se llamaría, no estaría en quiebra.
But Krishna has unlimited wealth.
Pero Krishna tiene riqueza
ilimitada. He can produce unlimited wealth from himself even without thinking about it, just automatically.
Él puede producir de sí mismo riqueza ilimitada sin siquiera pensarlo.
He has no difficulty to feed everyone.
Él no tiene ninguna dificultad en alimentar.
Millions and billions of people.
A millones y billones de personas.
Do you know how much grass the elephants eat in the African jungle? They eat tons of grass.
Ellos comen toneladas de pasto.
And Krishna is feeding all the elephants also.
Y Krishna está alimentando todos los elefantes también.
Nicho nichanam chaitanas chaitananam ekobahonam yo vidadati kaman. That one supreme eternal, that one supreme conscious being amongst the plural eternal conscious beings, he is supplying all the necessities for everyone. Comprende?
No.
There, nicho nichanam. There is one eternal amongst the plural eternals.
Hay un eterno entre todo lo eterno.
Chaitanas chaitananam. And there is one conscious being amongst the plural conscious beings.
Ya hay una conciencia suprema entre toda la conciencia.
And that one, Eko, he is supplying all the necessities for the many. So whether you're a little tiny ant or you're a big elephant, Krishna can easily feed you. Whether you're a skinny person or a big fat person who eats tons of food,
delgada, una persona muy gorda que come toneladas de comida,
Krishna can feed you.
Krishna puede alimentarlo.
He has no trouble feeding you.
Él no tiene problemas alimentándolo.
He has no trouble giving you a house to stay in.
Él no tiene problema de darle una casa en la cual
giving you clothing.
De darle ropa.
Giving you dinero.
De darle dinero.
Krishna gives everything you need.
Krishna da todo lo que usted necesite.
You don't need to go to any demigod to get anything.
Usted no necesita ir a ningún semidios para obtener de algo.
If you will simply fully give yourself to Krishna, he will supply all of your necessities.
Si usted solamente se entrega a Krishna, él va a satisfacer todas sus necesidades.
Ananyaschintayantamam ye jana paryapasate tesham nichabhyuktanam yogachemam vaham yam. Krishna says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion,
Krishna dice que aquellos que me adoran con devoción exclusiva,
meditating on my transcendental form,
meditando en mi forma transcendental,
whatever they have, I protect it.
Cualquier cosa que ellos tengan, yo lo protejo.
And whatever they are lacking, I personally provide it.
Y cualquier cosa que ellos necesiten, yo personalmente se los proveo.
But please note the first thing that Krishna said.
Pero por favor, sepan la primera cosa que Krishna dice.
For those who worship me with exclusive devotion.
Para aquellos que me adoran a mí con devoción exclusiva.
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 Exclusiva? Yes. Exclusiva devotion. That is muy importante. That I have only one love.
Yo tengo solamente un amor.
And that is Krishna.
Y ese es Krishna.
All of my love goes to Krishna.
Todo mi amor va a Krishna.
I'm not going to live my lineage of my love to Maya anymore.
Yo ya no le voy a dar mi amor a Maya, nunca más.
Therefore, I will give up illicit sex.
Por lo tanto, dejaré el sexo ilícito.
Because it is Maya.
Porque ahí está Maya.
I will give up intoxication.
Voy a dejar la intoxicación.
Because it is Maya.
Porque ahí está Maya.
I will give up carne eating.
Dejaré de comer carne.
Because it is Maya.
Porque es Maya.
I will give up gambling.
Dejaré de apostar.
Because it is Maya.
Porque es Maya.
I will give up talking nonsense.
Dejaré de hablar tonterías.
Because it is Maya.
Es Maya.
And I will chant Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because it pleases Krishna. Because all of my love goes to Krishna.
Porque todo mi amor va a Krishna.
Whatever will make Krishna happy.
Cualquier cosa que haga Krishna feliz.
That's what I will do.
Eso es lo que haré.
If by bowing down to Krishna he becomes happy, then I bow at his feet.
Si por rendirme a Krishna, Krishna es feliz, me postraré ante Krishna.
I will bow down to Krishna.
Me postraré ante Krishna.
If by offering Krishna all of my food before I eat it, if by offering all of my food before I eat it, I will do that. I will offer all of my food to Krishna. If by taking shelter of a guru, I will please Krishna. Then I will surrender myself to his devotee, the guru. If by studying the words of Krishna I can please Krishna, then I will do that. Bhagavad Gita. If by taking the prasad of Krishna I can please Krishna, then I will eat Krishna Prasad, and I won't eat anything that is not Krishna Prasad. If by listening to lectures from the devotees of the Lord, I can please Krishna, then I will hear the lectures as much as I can. I will attend the lectures as much as possible. So in this way, a devotee gives all of his love to Krishna. If by rising early in the morning and singing the Gavastakam prayers, I can please Krishna, I will do that.
Si por levantarme temprano en la mañana y cantar el Sri Guru Ashtaka puedo complacer a Krishna, lo haré.
The devotee dedicates himself 24 hours a day that every thought must be pleasing to Krishna.
El devoto se dedica 24 horas al día para complacer a Krishna.
Every word that comes out of my mouth must be pleasing to Krishna.
Cada palabra que salga de mi boca debe ser para complacer a Krishna.
And every activity that I perform with my body must be pleasing to Krishna. This is the devotee's staunch determination.
Esta es la determinación del devoto.
Dridha vrata. Staunch determination. Staunch means very strong, muy fuerte.
Muy fuerte determinación.
Yes, yes, staunch, yes. So, in this way, the devotee, he tells Maya to go get lost. I want Krishna and only Krishna from now on.
Yo quiero a Krishna y solo Krishna de ahora en adelante.
I simply want to love Krishna every minute.
Yo simplemente quiero adorar a Krishna cada minuto.
I've been a slave of Maya for millions of lifetimes.
He sido esclavo de Maya por millones de vidas.
And what did Maya give me?
¿Y quién me ha dado Maya?
She gave me another damn rotting material body.
Me ha dado otro podrido cuerpo material.
What is the use of serving Maya?
¿Cuál es el uso de servir a Maya?
I get some body that gets sick.
Yo tengo un cuerpo que se enferma.
That gets old.
Se envejece.
And dies.
Y muere.
That's the reward for serving Maya.
Ese es el premio por servir a Maya.
Who wants to work for such a boss?
¿Quién quiere trabajar para tal jefe?
If I offered you a job in a company,
si yo le ofrezco usted un trabajo en una compañía,
and they gave a big money,
y le dan mucho dinero,
you might be attracted.
Usted puede que se sienta atraído.
But if I told you this company has a policy,
pero si le digo que esta compañía tiene una política,
it's called the pink slip policy.
Que se llama slip.
Pink slip. Well, you say, call it the... In the America, a pink slip means when they tell you you're losing your job. It's called a pink slip. But that's all right.
Okay.
In this company, they have a policy that at any minute, without any warning, they will come and say, okay, it's your turn. They take you back behind the office and they shoot you dead.
Le dicen que esta compañía tiene una política de que en cualquier minuto que esté trabajando, se lo van a llevar para atrás. A la oficina y le van a disparar.
Would you like to work for such a company?
¿Le gustaría trabajar para tal compañía?
Did they give you big, big salary?
Que le den un gran salario.
They give you a nice house.
Le dan una casa hermosa.
They give you a nice car.
Un muy buen auto.
They give you a beautiful wife.
Una esposa hermosa.
They give you so many perks.
Le dan tantas cosas.
But they have a policy as they tap you on the, when it's your turn, they tap you on the shoulder.
Pero que tiene una política que en cualquier momento le tocan el hombro.
And they say, okay, come out back.
Y le dice, okay, ve para atrás.
They kill you.
Y te matan.
Would you like to work for that company?
¿Te gustaría trabajar para esa compañía?
They never tell you when you're going to get the bullets.
Pero nunca le dicen cuándo van a llegar las balas.
It could be on the first day of the job.
Puede ser en el primer día de trabajo.
It could be the second day.
Puede ser el segundo día.
It could be after 10 years.
Puede ser después de 10 años.
20 years.
20 años.
Even 50 years. You don't know.
15 años, uno no sabe.
But they have a job, a policy. They tap you on the shoulder, they take you out the back and...
Pero tienen una política donde lo tocan en el hombro y...
Would you like to work for that company?
¿Le gustaría trabajar para esa compañía?
Sí o no.
Sí, no.
Then why are you working for that company?
¿Por qué trabajan para esa compañía?
You're working for that company right now.
Ahora mismo están trabajando para esa compañía.
The material world.
El mundo material.
So now give up. You quit that job.
Así
you
que
see.
Ahora renuncien. Dejen ese trabajo.
And being dedicated, it is called Indriya Seva, serving your material senses.
Y dejen de trabajar para sus sentidos materiales.
Give up working for this bad company, Indriya Seva.
Dejen de trabajar para esta mala compañía.
And you work instead for Krishna.
Y en vez trabajen para Krishna.
He will give you an eternal life.
Él le
full of knowledge,
llena de conocimiento,
full of bliss,
llena de felicidad,
an eternal youth.
Juventud eterna.
You will get a body that never gets sick.
Les va a dar un cuerpo que nunca se
it never
va a
gets old.
Nunca va a envejecer.
And it never dies.
Y nunca va a morir.
You'll go to a place where the weather is beautiful.
Usted irá a un lugar donde el clima es hermoso.
There is no smog blocking the sun.
No hay smog bloqueando el sol.
There's no desolate gray rocks sitting there with no greenery.
No hay ningún lugar, gris donde no haya pasto.
There is beautiful Govardhan Hill.
Hay hermosas colinas de Govardhan,
with wonderful waterfalls.
Con hermosas cascadas.
And wonderful peacocks.
Y con hermosos pavos reales.
And parrot birds also, parrots.
Y pericos también.
And the cows are giving the most wonderful milk.
Y las vacas están dando la más magnífica leche.
And the gopis are singing the most beautiful, beautiful songs glorifying Krishna. All day long you can hear the gopis singing the most beautiful songs glorifying Krishna.
Y las gopis están cantando todo el día las más hermosas canciones.
And then in the evening time, Krishna picks up his flute. And he plays the most beautiful music and you just go into complete ecstasy. You see, wouldn't you like to go and live in that atmosphere? You can do that. You simply have to take the mercy of Guru. Guru has come to give you his mercy. Actually, it is not Guru's mercy, it is Krishna's mercy. And Guru is simply the DHL man, that's all. He's the postal delivery man. He is bringing to you the mercy of Krishna. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. We have some pundits here. Very good. The living entity, after wandering up and down through the Brahmanda, the material world, for countless lifetimes, when he comes in contact with a bona fide guru, if he is very, very fortunate,
si es muy, muy, muy afortunado,
he will capitalize on meeting Guru.
Va a poder acoger al Guru.
And he will accept that seed of the
y aceptará la semilla,
that seed of bhakti being given by Guru. Through the medium of transcendental sound vibration, Guru is injecting within the heart the seed of bhakti.
La vibración de trascendental
injecting
está inyectando.
The guru from through the mouth is giving the seed of bhakti into the ears and into the heart of the devotees.
Está dando la semilla al bhakti que está entrando por los oídos y al corazón del devoto.
So guru, he plants the seed of bhakti in your heart.
Así que el guru le está entregando el bhakti a su corazón.
So it's up to you what you will do with that seed. Will you nurture that seed or will you let that seed die?
¿Va a regar esa semilla o va a dejar que esa semilla muera?
That is your choice.
Esa es su elección.
If you plant a seed in your garden, you can water it and you can weed the garden.
Si usted planta una semilla en su jardín, puede regarla.
You can protect that garden with a nice fence to keep the animals from coming in.
¿Puede proteger esa semilla con una reja para que no lleguen los animales?
And then that plant will become a very strong plant. So you're a gardener, do you know that?
Así que ustedes son un jardinero, ¿sabían eso?
Your heart is a garden.
Su corazón es un jardín.
The spiritual master has planted the seed of bhakti in your heart.
El maestro espiritual ha plantado la semilla del bhakti en su corazón.
So what will you do with that seed?
Así que, ¿qué es lo que hará con esa semilla?
If you water that seed, it will grow.
Si usted riega esa semilla, crecerá.
Do you know how to water that seed? Who knows how to water the seed?
¿Quién sabe cómo regar esta semilla?
Who can say?
¿Quién puede decirlo?
Ah. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That chanting waters the seed of bhakti which the spiritual master plants in our hearts. The more you chant, the more you water that seed of bhakti. And when you are a gardener, what do you do besides watering the garden? You must also weed the garden. Otherwise the weeds, they will be very big and they will choke out your plant. So what are the weeds? Illicit sex life. Meat eating. Intoxication. And gambling. You must pull all these weeds out of your heart. Don't engage in illicit sex. Do not engage in meat eating. Do not engage in intoxication. And do not engage in gambling. In this way, your plant will grow very nicely. But what happens if a big, big, grande elephant comes tromping through your neighborhood? And he comes into your garden. He will step on that plant and crush it. So you must protect yourself from the mad elephant. Do you know what is the mad elephant? Gita Govinda Prabhu, do you know what is the mad elephant that can destroy the creeper of bhakti? Can you say? Yes, Vaishnava Aparad, that's correct, very good.
Yeah.
If we are offensive towards devotees, that will destroy our bhakti. So how do you avoid being offensive to devotees? Es muy fácil. All you have to do is always be respectful to the devotees. When you see a devotee, you bow down at his feet. You offer your obeisances to him. And you say, how can I serve you?
You see?
Can I feed you something? Are you hungry? Are you comfortably situated? You see, by serving the devotees and always thinking nicely about them, even if they are not very high-level devotees and they have many faults, try to also see the good qualities of that devotee. You see. And that will help you to advance. Even if the devotee has 99% bad qualities and only 1% good qualities, you must always appreciate the 1% good quality that he has. Encourage him to go to 2%. And 3%. You see? He may have 99% bad qualities. But just see that 1% has and encourage him to make that 1% to 2% to 3%, like that. You see, if you love a devotee, it will help him to advance in Krishna consciousness. And if he's a very advanced pure devotee, then you should serve him. You should hear from him. You should inquire from him. So in this way, we have to respect all of the devotees. In this way, our creeper will grow very, very nicely. Our devotional creeper will grow very, very nicely.
Así que de esta forma nuestra enredadera devocional crecerá muy, muy bien.
So I can ask now, if, ¿hay preguntas?
Así que ahora puedo decir, ¿hay preguntas?
Si el servicio devocional es practicado de mala gana, ¿trae algún beneficio?
If we practice devotional service de mala gana,
sí, sí, algo.
Speak loudly, I'm deaf.
Okay, so sorry. If we practice a devotional service in a bad way, we still have some benefit?
Yes. It's better to do devotional service in a bad way than not to do it at all.
Sí, es mejor hacer servicio devocional de una forma, en una mala forma, que no hacerlo.
Actually, all of us are doing it in a bad way right now. We are not perfect. We are doing it in a bad way. Compared to the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan, our devotional service is very bad way. But still we must do. Because it is our only hope. But pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, please help me not to do it in a bad way. We must beg Krishna, please, my Lord, let me serve you in a pure way.
Por favor, Señor, permíteme servirte de una manera pura.
Do you know what is the best prayer to use?
¿Cuál es la mejor oración para usar?
To pray to Krishna that you do bhakti in a very, very good way.
Para orarle a Krishna, realizar bhakti de una muy buena forma.
Do you know that prayer?
¿Conoces esa oración?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, try to do it as good as you can.
Así que trate de hacer lo mejor que pueda.
Put your heart and soul into your service.
Ponga su corazón y su alma en este servicio.
Because the better you can do your service, the faster you'll advance.
Porque mientras mejor pueda hacer su servicio, más rápido avanzará.
So try your best to do the best you can. So, ¿hay preguntas más? Yeah.
¿Cómo se puede contrarrestar las ofensas que uno comete cantar Hare Krishna? Como cantar Nama Parada. ¿Cómo se puede contrarrestar?
How we can make something... Sí, okay. How can we make something to get better or Nama Parada?
How you can conquer over Nama Aparad?
Yes. When we chant Hare Krishna.
How to chant without Aparad?
How we can contravert?
How we can reverse it?
Yes.
Yeah. How you can get free from Nama Aparad? Yeah. Well, you one has to first of all know what are the 10 offenses against the Holy Name.
Para empezar, uno tiene que conocer cuáles son las 10 ofensas.
One should study and understand them very well, what they are and how. What, you have to know what they are.
Una vez que uno las estudia mucho y comprende realmente cuáles son.
Do you know what are the 10 offenses?
¿Usted conoce cuáles son las 10 ofensas?
Yeah. All right. So you have to be mindful. You have to study your own heart.
Así que tiene que estudiar de corazón.
And see if you're committing them or not. Are you free from all material attachments?
¿Está libre de todos los apegos materiales?
No, so you're committing a Namaparad.
Así que está cometiendo Namaparad.
So you have to pray to Krishna to free you from material attachments.
Así que tiene que orarle a Krishna para estar libre de todos estos apegos.
Are you an initiated devotee?
¿Es una devota iniciada?
You are. So you have to take shelter of your guru.
Así que tiene que tomar refugio de su guru.
So that by his mercy you can become free from all material attachments. So in this way you have to take shelter of your spiritual master to help you become completely free from all of your defects.
Así que de esta forma usted tiene que entregar su maestro espiritual para llorarle para poder volverse libre de todo.
You have to become the completely sold out servant of your spiritual master.
Sorry?
You have to become the completely dedicated servant of your spiritual master. That will free you, that will burn away all of your impurities. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. All right, then. Good.
He's asking if Lord Chaitanya in altar has inside Radha and Krishna.
Yes, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radhe, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. That means Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
Esto significa que el Señor Chaitanya es la forma combinada de Radha y Krishna.
When you worship Lord Chaitanya, you're worshiping Radha Krishna.
Cuando uno adora al Señor Chaitanya, uno adora a Radha y Krishna.
All right, bueno. Abhiram Prabhu.
Preach to them about Krishna, they say that we are a little fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we preach to them in a nice way so they can get a Krishna consciousness?
Yeah. The best way to avoid appearing to be a fanatic is to approach a person on a very philosophical basis.
Es acercarse a una persona con bases filosóficas.
Not rules and regulations.
No reglas y regulaciones.
In other words, you have to ask that person to consider what is the purpose of existence.
En otras palabras, uno tiene que preguntarle a esa persona cuál es el propósito de la existencia.
You can ask him, what is your philosophy of life?
Puede preguntarle cuál es su filosofía de vida.
And then you can show him the faults with his philosophy.
Y luego puede mostrarle las faltas en esta filosofía.
If he says my philosophy is to enjoy life as much as possible.
Si él dice mi filosofía es disfrutar de esta vida lo más posible.
Eat, sleep, drink and be merry.
Dormir, sleep.
Eat, sleep, drink, liquor. And celebrate. That's my philosophy.
Celebrar, esa es mi filosofía.
So you can say, well, my dear sir, when you're young and have so much health and energy, it may be, you may enjoy that way, but when you become old and invalid, how you can eat, drink, and be merry? You may enjoy now, but when you're an old man, how will you enjoy then?
Usted puede que en este momento esté disfrutando de esto, ya ahora que es joven. Pero más adelante, cuando sea anciano, ¿cómo va a poder disfrutar de todo esto?
Show them the fallacy of their position.
Muéstrele la falta de su filosofía, de su filosofía.
You have to defeat their position.
De su posición, usted tiene que derrotar su posición.
And show them that they have no tangible happiness actually.
Y mostrarle que en realidad no tienen ninguna felicidad tangible.
And then teach them how to reestablish their connection with their own source.
Y enseñarle a cómo establecer una conexión con su fuente original.
Everything comes from an origin. Everything comes from a source. Careful. Everything comes from an origin. Everything comes from a source.
Todo viene de un origen. Todo proviene de una forma.
Isn't it? Is there any experience of something coming out of nothing?
¿Existe alguna experiencia de algo que provenga de la nada?
Everything comes from something.
Todo de algo.
And that something came from something.
Y ese algo vino de algo.
And that something came from something.
Y ese algo vino de algo.
So where is the original something from which everything has come?
Así que, ¿cuál es el, ese algo original de lo que todo proviene?
One should understand what is the original origin for everything.
Uno debe entender cuál es el origen de todo.
That is, in Sanskrit, it is called Sarva Karana Karanam.
En sánscrito, eso se llama Sarva Karana Karanam.
The cause of all causes.
La causa de todas las causas.
One should understand that I have, and everyone has, each one of us has a relationship with that cause of all causes.
Y una vez que uno entiende que todos tenemos una relación con la causa de todas las causas,
we are emanations of that original cause.
We are the emanations.
The emanations.
What?
You know, it emanate?
No.
Like the sun is emanating the sun sign.
Nosotros somos las emanaciones de esa fuente original.
So just like the sun is emanating the sunshine,
así que tal como el sol, puede,
that original source is emanating us.
No, puede disipar la, tal como el sol puede disipar la luz del sol, esa eminencia original.
We are the
nosotros somos
we are coming out from that original source.
Nosotros estamos saliendo de esa fuente original.
This is scientific understanding.
Eso es conocimiento científico.
We are coming out from that original source.
Estamos saliendo de esa fuente original.
So, we have a relationship with that original source.
Así que tenemos una relación with, a relationship with
that original source.
Así que tenemos una relación con esta fuente original.
So, just like here,
así que tal como aquí,
there are lights.
Hay luces.
And they are related with the powerhouse.
Y están relacionadas con la fuente de poder de la casa.
The original source of the energy here in Lima is your powerhouse.
La fuente original de poder de Lima también está aquí en su casa.
And these light bulbs, they are all connected with that powerhouse.
Y todas estas bombillas están siendo conectadas con este poder.
But if they become disconnected,
pero si se desconectan,
they become useless.
Se vuelven inútiles.
So you tell them, my dear sir, you are like a light bulb.
Así que uno le dice, mi querido señor, I am.
You are like a light bulb.
Mi querido señor, usted es como una bombilla.
And if you are connected with that original source, then you become full of light.
Y si uno se conecta con esta fuente original, se vuelve lleno de luz.
You become full of bliss and knowledge.
Lleno de felicidad, de bienaventuranza y conocimiento.
But if you are not connected with that original source, then you are useless.
Pero si uno no está conectado con esta fuente original, uno es inútil.
You become like you become dark.
Uno se vuelve oscuro.
With no happiness and no
sin
knowledge.
Felicidad, sin conocimiento.
So we're not asking you to accept any kind of dogma.
Así que no le estamos pidiendo que acepten algún tipo de dogma.
We simply want to teach you how you can become reconnected with the original source of all energy.
Simplemente estamos tratando de enseñar que para que ustedes aprendan a reconectarse con esta fuente original.
So that you become fully energized and happy.
Para volverse fuertemente energizados y felices.
We're not asking you to put blind faith in anything.
No le estamos pidiendo que tenga fe en algo.
We are simply asking you to try this process of becoming reconnected with your source.
Simplemente y sugiriendo que prueben este proceso y se vuelvan a conectar nuevamente con esta fuente.
You make scientific experiment.
Uno puede hacer experimentos científicos.
Try this process.
Sorry?
Try this process.
Traten este proceso.
It is called yoga.
Esto se llama yoga.
Yoga means to reconnect with the original source of all the energy.
Yoga significa volver a reconectarse con la fuente original de toda la energía.
There are many types of yoga. Hatha yoga.
Existen muchos tipos de yoga.
Raja yoga.
Raya yoga.
Jnana yoga. Ashtanga yoga. Jhana yoga. Many types of yogas. But the topmost yoga is called Bhakti yoga.
Pero el yoga más elevado de todos es el Bhakti yoga.
This bhakti yoga is the quickest and easiest, most effective way to reconnect with the source.
Este bhakti yoga es la forma más fácil y rápida de poder reconectarse con la fuente.
So we invite you, dear sir,
así que, querido señor, lo invitamos
to make an experiment.
Hacer un experimento.
Scientific experiment.
Un experimento científico.
On yourself.
En usted mismo.
Try this process of reconnecting yourself with your original source.
Pruebe usted y reconéctese a usted mismo con esta fuente original.
And see how you feel.
Y vea cómo se siente.
See how it affects your knowledge.
Vea cómo afecta su conocimiento.
See how it affects your ability to give love to others.
Vea cómo afecta su habilidad de darle el
You just make experiment.
Haga otro experimento.
And if you don't like it, well, you can do whatever you want.
Y si no le gusta, bueno, puede hacer cualquier cosa que usted quiera.
But my dear sir,
pero mi querido señor,
I can guarantee you one thing.
Yo le puedo garantizar una cosa.
If you will sincerely make this experiment,
si usted realiza este experimento con sinceridad,
exactly according to the instructions given the laboratory manual,
exactamente, siguiendo las instrucciones del laboratorio,
this is the laboratory manual for a scientific experiment.
Este es el manual del laboratorio para experimentos científicos.
If you will precisely follow the directions in the laboratory manual, Bhagavad Gita, we guarantee that you will become reconnected with that original source of all energies. And you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. Yes, you will be absolutely amazed. Es muy, 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 muy wonderful.
Muy, 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 muy maravilloso.
Miraculoso, huh?
Maravilloso.
Marvelloso. Marvelissimo. Yes, marvelissimo. See, you will find it. It's muy, muy, muy marvelissimo.
Maravillosísimo.
So you tell him like that. If you preach that way, you can make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Si usted predica de esa manera, puede hacer a todo el mundo consciente de Krishna.
So now you preach with great determination.
Así que ahora predique con determinación.
I will tell you one thing.
Le diré una cosa.
I know a professor in Romania.
Yo conozco un profesor en Rumania.
He teaches computer science.
Que enseña computación científica.
And he teaches and he develops such a relationship with his students that many of them have become devotees.
Que muchos de ellos han vuelto devotos.
He's also the temple president.
Y él también es el presidente de templo.
And the temple is full of people who were his students in the college.
Y el templo está lleno de personas que fueron alumnos de él en la universidad.
They're chanting 16 rounds, following the principles, wearing dhotis, saris, tilak. They're full devotees.
Están cantando 16 rondas, siguiendo los cuatro principios, usan saris, dhotis, tilak.
Because they respected him as a great professor of knowledge.
Porque lo respetan como un gran profesor de mucho conocimiento.
Even though he was teaching them computer science.
Incluso aunque él estaba enseñando ciencia de la computación.
He teaches computer science in such a way, with such compassion, such feeling, and such expertise that they respect, oh, he is a great learned professor.
Él estaba enseñando ciencia de la computación con tanta dedicación, con tanta sabiduría, con tanta.
And then because they have so much respect for him as a great learned professor.
Y como le tenían tanto respeto porque era muy gran profesor.
When he tells them about Krishna, they accept it.
Cuando él les habló acerca de Krishna, ellos lo aceptaron.
And they become devotees.
Y se volvieron devotos.
So you are mathematics professor.
Así que usted es un profesor de matemática.
Now you should become so expert.
Ahora tiene que volverse tan experto.
That they, all your students respect you as a great learned professor. So that you can make them, you can make hundreds and thousands of devotees.
Así que puede hacer cientos de miles de devotos.
In this way you must preach now, Abhiram Prabhu.
De esta manera debe predicar ahora, Prabhu.
By your preaching you can create a revolution in this country.
Por su predica usted puede crear una revolución en este país.
So now you go forward with great determination
Así que vaya con gran determinación.
To completely transform this country into Vaikuntha.
A transformar completamente este país en Vaikuntha.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions? All right. This is the last one.
When a devotee is getting to Krishna consciousness, and he is starting his spiritual life. La pregunta es, ¿puede qué?
Comenzar una relación directa con Krishna.
He can start a direct connection
personal,
with Krishna,
personal. Tiene que pasar por impersonal.
Or has to pass with an impersonal relationship
first. Yes, just like when you have a lamp and you want to plug it into the powerhouse.
Si tal como una lámpara y uno quiere conectarla a la luz.
Do you plug it directly into the powerhouse?
La conecta directamente a la fuente de poder.
Or do you plug it into the electrical outlet on your wall?
O la enchufa directamente en el enchufe de la luz que hay en la pared.
In your house, do you run an extension cord all the way to the powerhouse, or you just plug it into your outlet?
En su casa tiene como un cable que va directamente a la corriente de poder o lo enchufa la pared.
You plug it into the wall outlet, don't you? Yeah.
Lo enchufa la pared, ¿no?
So Guru, he is the wall outlet.
Así que el Guru, él es la fuente de poder.
You see, Krishna is the powerhouse.
Krishna es
Guru, he is the wall outlet.
The Guru is.
The Guru is the electrical outlet on your wall.
Krishna es la fuente de poder general y el Guru es el enchufe que está en la pared.
So you don't have a cord long enough to reach to the powerhouse.
Así que usted no tiene un cable suficientemente largo para enchufarlo directamente a la fuente de poder.
Therefore you need Guru because he is very close.
Por lo tanto usted necesita el Guru que está bastante cerca.
You have a cord long enough to reach to the Guru but not long enough to reach to Krishna. Because Guru, he comes very close.
Guru está bastante cerca.
Krishna is far away in Goloka Vrindavan.
Krishna está allá lejos en Goloka Vrindavan.
So you connect with Guru.
Así que usted se conecta con el Guru.
And through Guru, you become connected with Krishna.
Y a través del Guru usted se conecta con Krishna.
That is called Guru Parampara system.
Esto se llama sistema de Guru Parampara.
Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshayo Vidu. That is the system. Okay, so how many people will come?
The question was that directly we go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or go step by step to the personal Raman and then.
Tell me.
His question was that do we go through the impersonal Brahman, then Paramatma, and then to Krishna or directly?
Oh, actually, through the mercy of Guru, you go directly to Krishna. There is no need to cultivate Brahman realization or Paramatma realization.
No hay necesidad de cultivar la realización Brahman o Paramatma.
The Guru takes you directly to Krishna.
El Guru lo va a llevar directamente donde Krishna.
So, how many people will come tomorrow morning? What time is the class tomorrow morning?
¿A qué hora es la clase mañana en la mañana?
Mañana 6:30.
6:30.
Tomorrow morning is Miraflores.
Miraflores is tomorrow morning.
Ah, Miraflores, okay.
Yes. What time?
7.
How many people know where is the temple at Miraflores?
¿Cuántas personas aquí saben dónde está el templo Miraflores?
How many people will come tomorrow at 7 a.m.?
¿Cuántas personas vendrán mañana a las 7 de la mañana?
Everyone.
¿Todos?
More, come on, more.
Vamos, más.
More. All right. We'll see you all tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. at Miraflores. I will reveal special secret knowledge tomorrow. that you have never heard before regarding special insider secrets you've never heard before about the science of bhakti revealed tomorrow at Nirastura. So don't miss it. If you miss it, you miss out. That's all. So thank you very much. Laja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very, very much.